This is the Sakka Murli of the 15th of August 2026. Essence, sweet children, give everyone the message. Forget your own body and all bodily religions, and consider yourself to be a soul, and all your sorrow will be removed. Question, in which aspect must you children follow the Father? Answer, just as Brahma surrendered everything he had to God and became a complete trustee, so you have to live in the same way as trustees. Never spend money wrongly or give to sinful souls. Use everything you have for God's service. Become complete trustees. Continue to follow the Father's Srimad. The Father sees which children follow Srimad and to what extent. Song, you are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. You ask, Baba, where did we come from? When did we come and how did we forget the path back home? Whisper the secrets of this drama in our ears. Who are we? Where did we come from and where did we go? Give us at least a drop of knowledge, because you are the ocean of knowledge. You children now know where we souls reside. Whisper the secrets in our ears of how we forgot our Father and our heaven and how we became unhappy. The Father is the ocean of knowledge and also the ocean of purity. He is also the ocean of love, peace, happiness, and prosperity. You have now come to understand all of these things from the unlimited Father. Where did we come from in the beginning and what happened in the middle that we forgot the path and became unhappy? You once again say to the Father, Baba, show us the path. How can we return to our land of happiness and the land of peace? Only the Father sits here and explains who you were in the beginning and what happened in the middle. Your intellects now know how the path of devotion began, what happened in the end, and also the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end. This is a drama. Human beings definitely need to know this, because they are actors. You souls know that you come from the incorporeal land of peace into this land of talky. There are the incorporeal, subtle, and corporeal worlds. Souls come into the land of talky from the incorporeal world and adopt bodies to play their parts. The residence of souls is the land of peace. No one in the world knows these things. Only the Father, the ocean of knowledge, comes and explains these things. He is now explaining to you that the Supreme Father from beyond, the Supreme Soul, is called the ocean of knowledge. Human beings cannot be called this. This praise is sung of only the one Father whom no one else knows. It is now the time for destruction. It is remembered that the residents of Europe had non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. The Father has now connected your intellects in yoga to him by telling you, constantly remember me alone. I am a Muslim. I am a Hindu. I am a Buddhist. Those are all religions of bodies. A soul is a soul. The Father says, renounce all the religions of bodies. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, and you will become pure from impure. The Father says, forget even those bodies. The Father's message for everyone is, forget all your bodily relations, including your own body. I am a soul and the father of all of us brothers is one. Even this Brahma says, I am a soul and all of us are brothers. At this time, all brothers are impure and unhappy. Everyone has climbed onto the pyre of lust and been burnt. When the kingdom of Ravan starts at the beginning of the Copper Age, you go onto the path of sin. It is then that all other religions begin. You remain pure for half a cycle and then become impure for the other half. In Bharat, 21 births are remembered. A Kumari is one who uplifts 21 generations. There is respect for Kumaris. You are not only uplifting Bharat, but the whole world. You know that all of you souls are the children of Shivbaba, and so you are all Kumars. You are brothers and sisters when you are the children of Prajapita Brahma. You children have this knowledge. All of us souls are brothers, and everyone else calls out to the Father, O Purifier, come. Liberate us from this kingdom of Ravan and from sorrow. Become our guide and take us back home. Remove our sorrow and give us happiness. You now understand that Baba truly has come. He will liberate us from this iron-aged kingdom of Ravan and take us back with him. The Father knows that all souls are impure, and this is why their bodies are also impure. He purifies souls and takes them back to the land of Nirvana. The past will become the present, and then the future. There is the beginning, middle, and end, and then the beginning again. The Golden Age is the beginning, the Iron Age is the end, and then the Golden Age will be the future. This is easy, is it not? Acha, what happened in the middle? How did you fall? We were pure deities, and so how did we become impure from pure? You now understand this. The Father explains that you become impure when the kingdom of Ravan begins. I have now come to make you into deities of the future once again. There is no question of any difficulty in this. The Father says, I take you beyond this ocean of poison. You sing, take my boat across. Everyone calls out to the One Father, take my sinking boat into the ocean of milk. He is called the boatman and the master of the garden. You are now in this forest of thorns. Take us into that garden of flowers. Deities are flowers. All are now thorns. They continue to cause sorrow for one another. Deities can never cause anyone sorrow. There is nothing but happiness. People simply sing this, whereas you are listening to it in a practical way. You ask, Baba, when did we forget the path? How did we forget this world cycle? You don't know about these things in the golden and silver ages, because you are happy there. So when did you become unhappy? When the kingdom of Ravan began. The people of Bharat continue to burn an effigy of Ravan until he is destroyed. Then, in the Golden Age, you won't burn his effigy every year. This is the path of devotion. The kingdom of Ravan is now going to end. On the path of devotion, they burn an effigy of Ravan every year, but he doesn't die. It is as though Ravan has now died in front of you. you know that the kingdom of Ravan is now going to end. The heads of the five evil spirits are chopped off. You first cut off the head of the vice of lust. Lust is the greatest enemy. The Father says, by conquering these five evil spirits, you will gain victory over the world. People say of themselves that they are impure, which is why they call out, come and purify the impure. Souls call out, O purifier, O Baba, boatman, merciful Baba, come. The Father says, I come every cycle. No one knows how I come. It says in the Gita that God came and taught Rajoga, but no one knows who God is or when he came. They have falsified the Gita. They have shown Sri Krishna in the Copper Age. After the Copper Age, the world becomes even more impure. So what did Sri Krishna do when he came in the Copper Age? People don't understand anything. They are completely unrighteous. In the Golden Age, they are righteous. You are now becoming righteous from unrighteous. The Father explains, you were completely viceless, worthy of worship. You have now become vicious worshippers. You yourselves were worthy of worship, and you have now become worshippers. At first, you were worthy of worship for 21 births, and you then became worshippers. You take 8 births in the Golden Age, and then 12 births in the Silver Age. The Father tells you how you became impure, when you began to fall, and how this world cycle continues to turn. The Father sits here and explains to you, children, the history and geography of the whole world and the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Not everyone understands to the same extent. Everyone understands number-wise. The Father says, I come and establish a kingdom. You now have to become full of all virtues. Until then, you cannot go to the Golden Age. You have to become this here, and you will then go and rule the kingdom in the future. Before that, everything has to be destroyed. You will definitely see destruction. You will play your parts in a practical way. You don't know what is to happen in the future. Whatever happened in the previous cycle will happen again. The establishment and the destruction that are to take place have been explained to you in total. How will destruction take place? You will see that when it happens. You have seen destruction in divine visions. As you make progress, you will see it practically. You have had visions of establishment in divine visions, and you will also see that in a practical way. It is not good to get caught up in trance, etc. You go to paradise and begin to dance there. You are then deprived of both this knowledge and yoga. There is no need to go into trance. That is just bore being offered. You Brahmins go there and a meeting takes place between you Brahmins and the deities. Here you are sitting in your parents' home and you are being made worthy of going to the land of Vishnu. When a girl gets engaged, it is explained to her how she has to live with her in-laws and how she must interact with everyone with a lot of love and not fight or quarrel with anyone. It is exactly the same here. The Father says, you have to become full of all virtues here. There is no fighting or battling in heaven. You are now going to your in-laws, the land of Vishnu. There are great Vaishnavas. There are no Vaishnavas like them on this earth now. Vaishnavas, deities, cannot indulge in vice. Vice is violence. It is said that the supreme dharma of the deities is that of non-violence. You understand that you are now sitting in your parents' home and that you have to go to the land of Vishnu. You know that there is a lot of happiness there. Before their marriage, brides wear torn clothes, and that is called living in simplicity. What do you have to do now? Nothing at all. All of these are just pebbles and stones. Here, you don't need to wear any jewelry, etc. at all. However, some of you say that you have to live at home with your family and attend weddings, etc. Therefore, you may wear jewelry, etc. You are not forbidden to do that. Otherwise, they would say that you are widows who don't wear jewelry, and the name would be defamed. This is why Baba says, don't give Baba a bad name. You may wear anything, but consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You may go wherever you want, but remember this mantra. Test yourselves to see whether you are staying in remembrance. Wherever we are going under Baba's directions. You have to fulfill your responsibility to them. But if you allow your hands to do the work while your heart stays in remembrance of the Beloved, it will be understood that you are strong. You may wear jewelry, etc., and go to weddings and also live together, but become Mahaviras, brave warriors. The sannyasis were portrayed being tested by their gurus who sent a prostitute and a snake to tempt them. Those who pass with courage are called Mahaviras. When you forget the Father, your physical senses cause mischief. You are becoming the masters of the world. Is this a small thing? Sannyasis don't understand these things at all. Although some of these things are mentioned in the scriptures, they have completely falsified them. God speaks, I teach you Rajoga. For as long as you live, continue to drink the nectar of this knowledge and also listen to it, and the kingdom will be established. You children are given these teachings over and over again. Remember the One Father and learn divine manners. Don't perform sinful actions. That is the work of devils. You are now becoming deities. Therefore, imbibe divine virtues. The biggest thorn is lust. Because that habit has been installed in you, you fall again and again. Maya slaps you and makes you fall. This is why it is remembered. Those who were amazed on hearing this knowledge and gave it to others, ... You now belong to the One Father. You say everything we have was given to us by God. Therefore, you are trustees. All of this is His. We have to follow His Srimad. The Father sees how you surrender everything to Him and how you follow His directions, that you don't spend money on wrong things or give it to sinful souls. In the beginning, this Brahma demonstrated this by becoming a trustee. He surrendered everything to God and became a trustee. He didn't give anything to anyone. It was given in the name of God, and so it had to be used for God's work. There was also the livelihood of the body to be considered. He used everything he had for service. When others saw him, they also did the same, and the bhati was created. If the bhati hadn't been created, How could so many children have become so clever in order to do service? They learnt everything in Pakistan and then came here and learnt more. When they had learned how to explain to others, they went out on service. Now, just see how many exhibitions, etc., you continue to do. You even invite eminent people. There will be many obstacles in the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. Don't be afraid of obstacles. So many innocent ones are assaulted. The father says, explain to them whilst remaining in powerful yoga. Some become the children of God, the Father, and then forget him and belong to Maya. This is the wrestling of victory and defeat. It is like boxing. When Maya punches you, you fall. The Father says, never be defeated by Maya. If you remain pure, you will become the masters of the world. This income is so great. If you don't make full effort, you will become maids or servants. The whole kingdom is being established here. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Continue to drink the nectar of this knowledge for as long as you live. Become a Mahavir and victorious in boxing Maya. While fulfilling your responsibility to everyone, only keep the one Father in your heart. 2. Don't be afraid of obstacles. Use everything you have in a worthwhile way for service. Surrender everything to God and live as a trustee. Don't use anything for wrong activities. Blessing. May you be a lucky star by invoking your perfect form and become free from the cycle of coming and going. Now, invoke your perfect stage and your perfect form, and that form will constantly be in your awareness. You will then become free from the cycle of sometimes having a high stage and sometimes a low stage, the cycle of coming and going. It spins when you repeatedly go into the cycle of sometimes, remembering and sometimes forgetting. People want to become free from the cycle of birth and death, whereas you want to become free from wasteful matters and become a sparkling lucky star. Slogan, to be influenced by any obstacle means to put a flaw on the diamond. Avyak signal, just as your original form is that of a pure deity, in the same way this final birth is that of a pure Brahman life. On the basis of this awareness, experience having a pure life to be extremely easy. Be pure and be yogi. This great mantra is the key to all attainments. If there is no purity, no yogi life, then even while having all rights, you will not be able to experience your rights. This great mantra is the key to experiencing all treasures. Om Shanti.